We're now going to talk about how force applies to elastic materials. When an elastic material is at rest, there is no force being applied to it, and the elastic material does not exert any force. So you can see here we have the force of the spring equal to zero. However, to stretch or compress an elastic material requires an applied force. This means that when an elastic or a spring is at rest, there is no force that has been applied to it. If you want to pull it, which will stretch the spring, for example, you need to add a force to stretch it out. And the same goes for if you want to compress it by pushing it. So by pushing it, you are applying a force to the elastic or the spring. And so what's interesting about elastic materials is that when stretched or compressed, the elastic material will exert a force in the opposite direction of the applied force. So that is the key point to take away from this slide, that an elastic material will exert a force in the opposite direction of the applied force.